All right, it is time for us to check sports right now. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Did you get any snow down there?
Yeah, there's snow around. I mean, if you travel 10 minutes in another direction, you might find 6 or 7 more inches, but there's snow around.
Yeah, we wound up with around 20 inches, depending upon where you live up here.
Yeah, it was, keep it there.
Right.
Good.
It's so bad to get in and out of my house because it's all uneven terrain. And, of course, with the ice and everything and with my arthritic knees, that I used just to get to my car this morning, I used a walker.
What stopped the walker from slipping?
Because it's not one of those I had it when I had surgery, and it doesn't have those tennis balls on it. It's just got the spiked bottoms, so you can pick it up and move it. It's just a way that and the only time I really need to use it is in the dark when I walk out to the car and there's lots of ice and snow, but it makes the walk to the car a lot easier.
Oh, it's good. That works.
What the heck? Well, anyway, I didn't get home till 4 o'clock yesterday from working, so I just went right to sleep. But I wake up this morning and I see that the Las Vegas Raiders are tumbling down and down and down. They lost to the Chargers 30-27 in overtime.
Did they?
Yeah, and Justin Herbert, I didn't know about this kid. He's already tied the rookie passing TD mark. So, and that was the first win for the Raiders in the AFC West. How long do you think it's been since they've had a win in the AFC West?
The Chargers. The Raiders lost.
Yeah, how long do you think it's been since the Chargers had a win in the AFC West?
Oh, I don't know. The whole year?
Yeah, 2018, back to 2018. No, it was 2 years. Pretty
wow.
Amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing. That really is pretty amazing. The big controversy of the night was Gruden came out with the old Raiders hat on, and they made him change it to the new Las Vegas Raiders.
It's so stupid.
I know. Who even notices those things?
Well, the NFL probably has, you know, the police sitting somewhere watching everything, making sure your socks are 18 inches up and your pants are this and your hat is right, you know. Your mask is up and not down, and you're blowing your nose and throwing the thing into an incinerator. Who knows? The NFL's full of lunacy.
All right. Now, speaking of lunacy, and I'm going to try to bring this story up so I can read it. I find this extremely funny. I think you will, too. And that is...
Hope it's not the one I want to talk about.
Which one is the one you want to talk about?
About two idiots whose names start with B?
No, it's not that.
Okay, you can go first.
All right. A Jet fan died recently, and in his obituary, the family tore apart the Jets. In his obituary.
Wow, the guy must not have had much of a life.
In his obituary, they just tied, they just destroyed the Jets, all right? It's pretty amazing, anyways. What's here about your story?
Two more of our government officials, Blumenthal and Booker, the deadly bees, they're putting a proposal out there for college sports for players not only to get paid, but to have agents. They can freely transfer from one school to another. And as soon as the program is making more money than they spent on scholarships, that's when you start putting money out. Are these people, what are they smoking? I mean, well, there's one easy solution to it. Nobody gets a scholarship. That's all. You want to go to school, you go and you pay to go to school. There's more to sports than scholarship money. What about transportation? What about all the equipment? What about all the people you have to pay to support the team? What about all that stuff? These two guys are so far-fetched and out of their minds. Think that these people are making decisions about your life. They're trying to do something like this? This is absolute lunacy. Absolute lunacy.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Hey, the UConn women played last night.
Did they?
Yeah, they're ranked number 3. It's a tough season. Going to be a tough season for them. But they're
not as good as they used to be.
No, but they still won by 40 points in their home opener. So,
they're
not as good as they used to be.
What was the name of the school they played?
Creighton. No, Creighton was is a fairly decent women's team. But still, I mean, The UConn women aren't as dominant as they used to be because other teams are catching up with recruiting and bringing in players. I mean, that just happens over the course of 20 years.
Well, it's been a lot longer than that. They were dominant in the 90s, so it's almost like 30 years. It's about time somebody caught up to them so they can lose.
Yeah, no, really. It's when you look at it, you say to yourself, my gosh. All right, well, we've got to do our NFL picks anyway for this weekend. And there's a Saturday. There's a Saturday game.
Oh, we're picking Saturday too.
Why not? It doesn't matter anymore, anyways.
I don't have that much cat litter.
Okay.
Well, they're two easy games.
Yeah,
that's easy.
I'll take Green Bay over Carolina.
Yep.
And believe it or not, I think I'll take San Francisco over Dallas.
They don't play tomorrow.
No, there's only one Saturday game. Oh no, there's two. That's right. Buffalo. I'll take Buffalo over Denver.
Yep, that's easy. All right, you can keep going with your Sunday.
Okay, I'll go with Sunday. I'm not gonna waste my time on Dallas.
You're taking San Francisco, you said?
No, I'm gonna drop that game. I was only gonna take it because it was a Saturday game, but it's not, so I'm not gonna take it. I will take in my next game. I will take. I'll take the Rams over the Jets.
I got that.
And I'll take Cleveland over the Giants on Sunday.
I got that.
And I'll take one other game. I'll take Tampa Bay over Atlanta.
And I got that.
All right.
I got the same games.
So those are the ones we're picking.
Yep. I mean, you got to pick against bad teams more so than pick good teams.
Well, that's the whole thing. Except for a few teams, it's a league that is just has a lot of bad football in it.
You pick Green Bay, but Green Bay's New Orleans, but they're playing Kansas City, so you stay away from that game, and you take Cleveland against the Giants. That's a no brainer. You take the Rams. That's a no brainer, and you take Green Bay over Dallas.
Yeah.
It's you're picking against teams more so than non teams.
Yeah.
It's an unwatchable product.
It's
we could pick Monday now too if you want.
That's right. Why not? Monday
night. That's another easy one.
Hang on. Who's playing Monday night?
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
You know what? I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. You'll lose one game this weekend.
Because Pittsburgh has been playing crummy lately.
They may be playing crummy, but playing against Cincinnati is playing like against people that have no arms and legs.
Okay. All right, so we've got one separate. We're picked. Now, is there any racing this weekend?
Yeah, they got a big card tomorrow at Fairgrounds, so I can't pick all of them. But they got some nice races there tomorrow. One race down at Gulfstream tomorrow is the 10th race, the Mr. Prospector, 7 furlongs on the dirt. It's a grade 3. One horse in here I think stands out is Sleepy Eyes Todd. This horse ran against the big bias at Keeneland on Breeders' Cup weekend. He closed from last to win going away at 4-1 in the Lafayette, which was a stakes race on the undercard. You're going to see Firenze Fire get betting here in Diamond Oops, but this horse, Sleepy Todd, to me stands head and shoulders above everybody else. So the 8, Sleepy Todd's my top pick, and my second pick's going to be the 4, Hakail, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse ran real good early in his career in 2019, the winter of 19. Obviously had some problems last spring. He's been put on the shelf, working out real good at Palm Beach Downs, 6-1 with Saez, who's the leading rider down there. I think this horse is a good complement to Sleepy Eyes Todd. So a 4.884 and a 10th at Gulfstream tomorrow. And like I said, there's a whole bunch of good races down at the fairgrounds. First race I'm going to do is the 6th race. Two horses here in the Sugar Bowl, which is a $75,000 stake on 6 furlongs. Down on the inside, 2 horses. The 1, Quick Tempo. This horse ran 2nd Breeders' Cup weekend at Keeneland. Prior to that, won by 6 at Parks. Is working bullets down at Fairgrounds for this race. So he looks like a nice shot. That's the 1 horse, Quick Tempo. And then the 2 horse, Tate. This horse ran a nice race at Keeneland, and Laurel gets Lasix for the first time for Mike Stidham. So a 1-2-2-1 and a 6th at Fairgrounds. From there, we're going to go to the next race, which is the 7th. five and a half furlongs on the turf. Two horses on here. The one of them, the four Hollis, has some speed to be a major contender in this race. Has four starts on the turf with two wins. You need to use him in your number. The six horse Just Might is 5 for 6 over the fairgrounds at the distance of 5.5 furlongs. Another horse you have to use. But my top pick in here is Fast Boat, trained by Joe Sharp. Last year, this horse came into his own. Got a little layoff after two big races over the summer. Came back at Keeneland, ran an even race of 5th. Obviously wasn't tight for that. Shows some nice works for coming back tomorrow at the fairgrounds. So my top pick in this 7th race tomorrow, that's going to be Fast Boat. And one more race I'm going to pick down there is the 9th race, the Buddy Delberto Memorial. It's 1/16 on the turf. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One horse has a terrible post, but might hit the exact as the 11 horse, Spectacular Gem. Has to break from way outside. This race does start way at the top of the stretch on the turf at Fairgrounds, so might have some time to get over. Needs to get over and try to save some ground after that. But my top pick in here is going to be the two horse, Captivating Moon. Has hit the board 10 out of 13 times on the turf. Should trip out down from the inside for Chris Block. 8-1 morning line is very attractive. So a 2-11, 11-2 in the 9th at the fairgrounds with put some money on a two horse for winning. But like I said, there's a lot of nice races at the fairgrounds. There is a pretty decent stakes race at Gulfstream Park. So they're finishing up the year at these two tracks pretty well. So some good racing tomorrow.
All right. Have a good weekend, and we'll just check in with you on Monday.
Okie doke. You got it.
Take care. Mike Causey with the check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.